Well, my name is Victor John Warman, and I've been diabetic now for 53, 54 years, on insulin, that is. And I was born in a place, a sort of a suburb of Wimbledon in London. It was right on the edge of Wimbledon Common. And my dad was in the Navy right from the start of the war. And my mum, and that stayed in London with my next brother down from me. I'm one of six boys. And my older brother and myself were evacuated down to Somerset, and which was somewhere which was right in the country. We all started off from our school with our labels round our necks, saying who we were and where we were going. And that was about the end of 1939. That was. My auntie had already got us booked into the ship that was going to Canada and America, and that got blown up, and all the kids got killed on there. So, but right at the last minute, my mum said, "Well, no, I'm not sending them there." She said, "We'll have them in this country because at least I can walk there if I can't get there any other way." So, as fortune had had it, we were sent down to Somerset. But then, of course, what happened then was that the Battle of Britain came on, and that all that bit up the valley of the River Severn, that become over those fields that went down to the sea was and the Bristol Channel was quite heavily involved with the Battle of Britain planes. So, my mum. My dad was home on leave, and he'd previously been an ambulance driver in London, my dad. And the lady that was the chief of the St John's Ambulance Service there had a sister who ran an agricultural school in a little village called Waterperry, this side of Oxford. And they had a little farm cottage there, so my dad got us all shipped down to there, and we came back up from Somerset to this place in Waterperry. And now really, even though I was, what, about five years old then, I'm now really a country bumpkin because I'm 70 and coming up to 70, and I've really got sort of the country in me bones. But